T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy here with you on a Thursday. Coming up in the noon hour, West Durham going to stop by for our lunchtime Falcons report in about 25 minutes. We've got some damn good dogs questions coming up at 12:40 with Brian Gebhardt. And I think a lot of those damn good dogs questions are going to relate back to what happened last night with the Braves.
Why is he so petty and heartbroken right now?
Because the Braves gave up 10 runs in the first inning last night. They're out of the playoffs.
I get all that, man. Yeah. But Brian's, I mean, just because he's all butt hurt, man, don't mean that.
I don't think it's butt hurt. Yeah, I think he's frustrated because his favorite baseball team is out of the playoffs. I think it's reasonable to feel that way. I think a lot of people out there feel that way.
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about him.
Okay.
Yeah, him. Specifically. Yeah, I'm hurt. It hurts my feelings too. I didn't want them to lose.
Hurts not your butt, but your feelings.
It hurts my feelings.
Okay.
go ahead. Go, Josh.
This is everything that I wanted to do. I wanted to come back and get a chance at the postseason. And, this is it for me. So I'm going to go home and be a dad and play with those kids.
Okay.
I didn't even get to do the read. Randy's jumping the gun here.
Well, it's a Braxton Big Clip of the Day brought to you by Braxton Automotive. After warranty luxury repair. Okay, I got it. But I got to, when you said my feelings, his butt, I just ready to move on. Just had to go.
That's not where my mind went, but that's fine. Can we just listen to the clip again? I didn't even hear it. Whatever that damn clip was, will you play it again, please? The most important audio in the world. This entire show is off the rails.
It's gone.
What the hell is happening?
This is everything that I wanted to do. I wanted to come back and get a chance at the postseason, and this is it for me, so I'm going to go home and be a dad and play with those kids.
That's Brian McCann.
Yes.
He retired last night.
He did.
That's a tough way to go out.
Oh, man, yeah.
It's great that he got to come back home and play in his hometown and play for the team that he came up with and all of that and have one last year. And he had a nice year for the most part. Yeah. You know, one interesting thing to think about, and I think we'll spend more time on this tomorrow and for the next 6 months before the season starts again next year, is I think the Braves can significantly upgrade at the catcher position.
They can.
Hey, Tyler Flowers and Brian McCann were a nice platoon this year.
They're right.
But you can get better there.
Yes.
And whether it's somebody from your minor league system or you go out and actually make a move or something like that.
What do you think they'll do?
I think they'll probably promote maybe Alex Jackson, yeah, or something like that. Or like, I mean, that's one of those ones where like there's not that many options on the open market.
Right.
Like I haven't done the homework yet on what the free agent class looks like at the catching position yet. I guess I'm just not ready for that yet in the offseason. But it's got to be frustrating for Brian McCann because he came back to this team for a couple different reasons. A, it's where he grew up and all of that. But B, because he thought this team had a chance to do something special. And I agree with him. I think this team did have a chance to do something special. And that's what makes last night so tough. I mean, yeah, you gave up 10 runs in the first inning and it was over before it started.
Yeah.
But it's over now. Like, it's a team that won 97 games in the regular season and has as much talent as anyone does in the playoffs. And it's over, and you're done, and you don't get a chance to win any more games this year.
It stinks, man. It does. But the one thing that B-Max said in that, you know, I got to go home and be a dad. I mean, he's been doing this a long time. He's been a major league ball player for over 15 years. That's not including the minors. So it's tough to walk away from this. But I still remember when they signed him, and all of us like, for what? You know, and
true,
he passed his prime and all that. He contributed, man.
He did.
But it's unfortunate that, you know, and I read that he made the decision back in August that this was going to be it for him. And what you saw yesterday, you just saw the old guy. And that would hurt my heart because I was becoming a big B-Mac fan as far as his toughness and all these things. But, yeah, okay, good for him, great career. Now you can go home and play the baby.
I mean, you know as well as anybody when you know, you know.
Yeah,
right?
You do.
When
yeah,
it's time,
you know,
to hang,
you know,
it up.
But I get what Brian was saying. I mean, are you surprised by he just did it right now? I just think he just wanted to get it over with. I think he wanted to get it over with. I'm present. I can tell everybody what's going on. So I won't be asked these questions. Are you going to retire or whatever? Because yesterday was the first time we've heard of this. So I'm like, hey.
You know what's interesting to me, and this probably won't come as a big surprise to you, I think by and large, Brian McCann coming back and playing for the Braves for 1 year, everyone kind of welcomed him with open arms.
Of course.
Come back. Not my wife. Not Ashley.
You don't like me, man?
She's still mad that he left to go play for the Yankees.
Really?
It's like, but he got so much money.
Right.
Like, you, no offense, but you would do the same thing if someone offered you that type of money. And she's like, no, I wouldn't. I would never turn my back on the Braves. I'm like, all right. All right, Ashley. I don't know if anyone else feels like that, because, like, I don't ever use her emotion towards the Braves
right.
as, like, a barometer.
Okay.
She's an extreme. She's an extreme yeah. emotional Braves emotional, fan. Yeah. I don't know if anyone else feels like that, but she has not forgiven him for leaving Atlanta to go to New York all those years ago, even though he came back this year.
But they gave him a whole lot of, they gave him a whole lot of money.
They did.
A whole lot.
Brian Gebhardt tells me there's a lot of Ashleys out there.
Really?
And I think what you mean is there's a lot of people that feel that way about Brian McCann. Because there's only one Ashley.
If he went to if he went somewhere else, you'd be cool. But because he went to the Yankees, that's what it is.
I don't know. Right. I don't know what it is. I can't explain
it. But look, we took one of your guys, didn't we?
Who?
Tex.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And then didn't, like, Mark Teixeira's dad get married to Brian McCann's mom
somewhere like that? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think their parents are now married, which is interesting.
So they're stepbrothers.
They're stepbrothers.
Right.
Brian McCann and Mark Teixeira are stepbrothers. It's true.
Oh, he said they met when they made play for the Yankees. How cool is that? You could hook your mom up.
Cool. That is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Let's keep it moving.
I don't know that I've seen that many guys hit in the first inning that quick in my entire life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it? Okay. is that the whole Brian Snicker quote there? Yeah. Well, he's right. No one has, actually. That was a historic inning in Major League Baseball history. First inning, second inning, any inning. No one had ever scored 10 runs in one inning in a playoff game before. So now we've seen that. Unfortunately, we saw that happen to the Braves. And it took 26 minutes. We talked to Joe Patrick earlier in the show about it. We started the show talking about how ridiculous it was that that's the way that the game started last night. If you want to hear our opening conversation from the 10 o'clock segment, you can find that on 92.9thegame.com on the Andy and Randy page. I was trying to think of different ways to compare it to. Remember the episode of Game of Thrones, The Red Wedding? Remember that episode? Mm-hmm. That's what it felt like. Like, all of a sudden, everyone's dead.
Wow.
Like, wait, what? How did that all... Wait, him too? Ah, they stabbed a pregnant lady in the stomach? That's what the first inning last night felt like. There's a game starting, and now everyone's dead. From 0 to 60 in no time flat.
Wow.
That's what it felt like for me.
I mean, you didn't have to throw the pregnant lady in there.
They stabbed her in the stomach.
I know.
Killed her baby in
her. I watched it.
Yeah, that's kind of what it felt like when Freddie Freeman booted that ball.
Yeah.
Like a pregnant lady getting stabbed in the stomach.
See, I'm not going to go there. I'm not that extreme or that emotional.
On a TV show, not in real life.
I know.
It would be hard, way more serious if it was real
life. Some people don't know. And they, you know,
yeah, it was Game of Thrones.
Because they're emotional right now, Andy. So everything, I can't believe that guy, Bunker. You know, there's people out there do that. I know what you meant, brother. I got you back. But no, it was rough. It was. And again, that's one of those things where I'm sitting there and I'm like, this ain't happening. Hold on. Huh? What's in this drink? Like, I ain't never seen nothing like that. And to get beat down that fast, and of the year that there are record-setting home run numbers, not one of them was a home run.
Yeah, it was all on singles and errors and walks and doubles. And it was basically small ball. They small balled their way to 10 runs in the first inning.
And I get it, the fact that, you know, it was a low leverage moment or whatever, but then Freddie went 2-for-4. Josh Johnson had a home run. Everything we were begging for before previous games.
Yeah, but I mean, at that point,
it was a wrap. It was a wrap, man.
And then, happened after that.
And then you let them hit your player, your best young player, and then y'all don't do nothing?
Yeah, that's the only thing after the first inning that happened that I legitimately care about in that game. The 10 runs they gave up in the first inning, there's some to break down there. There's really nothing else to examine or break down after the first inning other than Ronald Acuna getting hit by Jack Flaherty and the Braves doing nothing about it. And we asked Joe Patrick about it. No one really brought that up last night because there's so much else to talk about when a season comes to an end and a player retires and all of the other things that go into the game last night. You can't really say, oh, snit, why didn't you guys retaliate when Acuna got hit? I mean, maybe that question will be asked eventually, but I don't know. It makes me wonder. Makes me wonder why the guys didn't stand up for Ronald Acuna.
Were you that mentally broken? Maybe they didn't know he got hit.
Maybe.
I mean, they were just mentally broken right there. And when I look at how they were able to, you know, just not get it. And then you go back to everything, all the way back to the first game. Should you have started Dallas Keuchel? Why did Mike Soroka only get one start? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so many questions that need to be answered now when you get to a point where what happened to you yesterday happened, and then the daggone Nationals win? I mean, it's just, I don't, like I said, I don't believe in curses. I never will. I don't believe in sports curses. But, damn, that's all I can say. Because I can't argue with the people who try to throw all these Atlanta mishaps up at me. I can't fuss with you.
Yeah.
I can't say you're crazy for thinking that because look what just happened.
Yeah, no, I know.
You
got
the perfect scenario. All season, what have we been talking about? He said, can the Braves beat the Dodgers? That's all we've been talking about.
Yeah. Neither one of them made it.
Neither one of them made it.
The two best teams in the National League didn't make the NLCS. And partially because of strange decision-making throughout the playoffs. I don't know if you want to call starting Dallas Keuchel in Game 1 and Game 4 strange decision-making. Certainly questionable at this point. The fact that your best pitcher only pitched once in a five-game series is tough.
Yeah.
And Brian Snitker's going to have to answer for that. And look, we know what his answer is. They went with Keuchel because that's the reason you brought Keuchel here. But it does. It leaves just a boatload of unanswered questions going on into the offseason. And I mean, I guess the good thing is we get to try to unpack them throughout the rest of the offseason. The other good thing is we'll give you $1,000 right now in our national signing bonus contest.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
Yeah, I know a lot of us need this. Drink.
Drink.
Drink, D-R-I-N-K. You have until 12:59 to text DRINK to 72881 from your cell phone. Messenger data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. For complete rules, go to 929thegame.com/rules. Again, the word is DRINK, D-R-I-N-K. Please text it to 72881 from your phone.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only good thing about last night. You could drink
yeah.
after they went down 10-0 in the first inning. That was my wife's solution. She said, hey, how about this? We got all this whiskey from the party over the weekend. You want me to make you an old-fashioned? I said, yes, I do. Yes, I do want that. And then I drank it. And then she made another one. And you know what, Randy? Then we had another one after that.
Yeah.
Because I sat there and watched the entire game. I did. I said, you know what? Screw it.
Oh, you did?
I watched all the baseball all season long. I'm going to watch this game.
I sat there and I was like, you know what, man? If I had that, if I have one more drink, I had that thought going through my head the whole time. I said, let me call this Uber and get out of here, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, because... Dude, I ate so much food yesterday. Maybe I was depressed eating, but yeah.
You're eating your feelings.
Dude, I was eating my feelings, man. And I did. Thanks, Bob Clark. He said, he's right. Text came from the Houston, from the Astros.
Oh.
From the Rangers. From the Rangers.
Oh, from the Rangers.
Yeah, he came from
that's
the Rangers.
Right. They got him from the Rangers.
Appreciate that, Bob.
You want to know another stupid, weird stat that's true and maybe matters and maybe doesn't? Are you interested in this?
Let me hear it, man. Let me know.
It's been 2 years, 8 months, and 3 days since the Super Bowl.
And so we didn't need that, though.
283?
Yeah.
Since the Super Bowl, 28-3? Yeah.
But
here's the thing,
like,
though.
You're just trying to just depress people all day, huh?
Look, I don't think there's anything I can do that's going to depress people anymore. What I'm trying to do is feel it with you. I'm with you. We're all together on this. At least I think most of us are together on this. But that's another one of those things where people, if they say there's a curse, and you say, no, there's not a curse because there aren't curses. It doesn't exist.
I can't fight you.
And then
no
they
more.
Say, but what about that?
I can't fight on you. I can't argue with
it's
you
an
no
interesting
more.
Argument that you
I,
make.
I just know what I believe, but I can't argue with you no more, man. Because
but Atlanta United won a championship.
Yeah.
Last year. Okay.
So we got a championship here in the city.
Yeah.
They won
so there's a championship.
Right, it's the biggest league in our. It's the biggest soccer league in our country.
And then people say, well, that's not real. But it is real.
It is real.
So you're saying that your curse feels the same way about soccer that you do? That seems convenient, doesn't it?
Of course.
It's a championship, man. They had a parade.
They had a parade.
There's no
they
curse.
Had all that.
The other thing I don't like about curses is it excuses the mistakes that are made
That's
by the
my
individuals.
Biggest thing. My biggest
Freddie
thing.
Freeman blew that grounder last night. Not a curse. Freddie Freeman. That's what. Maybe Freddie Freeman's elbow is hurt because of a curse, but I think it's probably bone spurs. But maybe the bone spurs were caused by a curse. I really don't know.
I just hope that he could find a way to... Ready to get over this, and he'll bounce back, and he's going to have another outstanding
surgery.
Year. He's going to have another outstanding year next year and all that. But it's going to be a long offseason, just like Joe Patterson. It's going to be a long offseason for Folty. I mean, especially, you know, knowing his, you know, his mental is fragility a word?
Fragility,
probably fragility, whatever.
Yeah. Fragileness?
Fragileness, you know how he is. So, I mean, it's going to be a long offseason for everybody, man. A lot of soul searching. We know that.
A lot of listening to songs like this.
It's going to be a lot of new faces on this squad.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
This is a sad one from the dog commercial. Nobody likes this one.
Dude.
Sarah McLachlan with the dogs.
Dude.
Every single time.
I'm like, I pick up that damn phone. Okay, I'm going to take it all, y'all.
What do you need?
Come on.
Just take my money.
What do you need? Dog, I hate when this commercial comes. I'll be feeling so bad for them poor babies.
I know.
Them puppies.
It's don't like, hurt dogs.
Please don't.
Come on.
God dog it.
Thanks a lot, Jahi.
Way to go, Jah.
Lunchtime Falcons Report coming up next with Wes Durham. We'll talk Falcons to lighten up the mood. How's that sound? Right here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Clearly I first saw you. Come on, man. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll get to some damn good dog questions with Brian Gebhardt as we continue to work through what happened last night with the Atlanta Braves. And for whatever reason, Jahi thinks it's appropriate to just play this sad music over and over again.
And Jahi's going to have some folks real upset right now, man.
What is this, End of the Road or something like that? One Sweet Day.
I love this song. Gracious.
Me too. Big Boys to Men fan. Just, I don't know. Like, I don't know that it's helping.
Wanya in that.
Oh, I know.
When he does that,
I wanted to be like in an R&B group so bad because I just wanted to wear sweater vests and sing. That's all I wanted to do.
That's it.
Anyway, maybe it'll help us get over it as we get to our Lunchtime Falcons report.
Yeah.
And we welcome in the voice of the Falcons, Wes Durham, because
Wes.
A, we're not going to talk about the Braves game last night, and B, it's just fun to talk to Wes Durham. How are you, Wes?
I'm great, guys. How are you today?
We're trying to talk about we're all right, Wes.
We're doing okay.
We're okay.
Getting him off the ledge.
We're trying to.
And I think one thing that would certainly help is if the Falcons went out in Arizona this weekend and put up a good performance. How surprised are you that we're sitting here five games into the season and the Falcons are who they are through these five games?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised, but I knew the schedule was hard, too. I mean, I think that, you know, 1-4 is not what I thought would happen, right?
Right.
I think that probably 3-2 would have been more like it. You know, you always want to be 5-0 if possible. 3-2, 4-1 would probably be where I thought they'd be. Now, if you told me that was Keanu Neal not getting hurt, okay, I want to preface that part. Because I think that's as I've told you guys, I think that's a big injury.
Yeah.
And they're still kind of recovering from that. I didn't know they'd trade for Cyprian and have him for, six plays, eight plays. And now he's on IR, but, you know, DJ White's a guy who's been around, so we'll see how fast they can acclimate him. Overall, I think probably the most disappointing thing or the most concerning thing probably is the lack of ability to run the ball. Now, how much of that's the Lindstrom injury, I don't know, but certainly that part of it right now is the most glaring, that and the turnovers for sure.
Wes, I mean, you know, winning cures all. And
I'm not
all these...
making you happy, am I, Randy?
No, you're not. You know, you between the music and Jahi and the Braves and now you, I mean, let's just play replays the rest of the day.
But
I mean, Wes, we know this. I mean, winning cures all right now, and right now this team is searching for a win, and now it's starting to come out that you're hearing about personnel changes. I don't know what they're going to do. I just think the players need to play better. I mean, I think it's simple as that.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I think the players do need to play better. I think that's certainly a big part of it. I mean, you know, and you've been on teams that have been successful and teams that have had tough years, right? I mean, Eventually you got to look in the mirror, right, and say, okay, I'm going to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And I think, that, you know, in some ways somebody said, well, why'd they go to Arizona? Well, they probably might need to go to Arizona. Mm. You know, you sit out there after last Sunday's game and look at each other and say, okay, now who's going to sort this out? And it might be, at the end of the day, a way to see this thing really work. But, you know, we'll see here. I think Sunday's game is really, really important, obviously, for not only just winning or the possibility of winning, but also finding a way to just move forward as a football team with something good. Because when you come home, you're going to play two teams with their hair on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, Seattle and L.A. L.A., there's no telling what kind of Rams team you're going to see. But Seattle is trying to grab this thing based on what I've seen here in the last couple of weeks. And I'm excited to see Kyler Murray on Sunday just simply because I'm curious how Cliff Kingsbury is doing it. And the fact they haven't been successful is no surprise, but it hasn't been for lack of effort. You guys know that. I mean, they have put some offense up on the board. They've made some plays. You know, but I'll be interested to see what happens on Sunday for sure.
Well, I'm going to be interested to see a lot of things on Sunday along with you, Wes. But one thing is, you know, the pass rush. We've said this all season. We've said it, especially the last couple weeks. This offensive line that they're going up against in Houston is one that maybe they can get a pass rush against, and they really didn't. The same thing is true with Arizona. What do you think they need to do to get those guys into the backfield and get Kyler Murray on the ground on Sunday?
I don't know, but I can tell you this. When you get into the backfield, you better make sure you get him.
Yeah.
Because
right.
when you don't, yeah. this is a different kind. Now, this is not Lamar Jackson speed, but this is shiftiness that maybe is he might have unprecedented shiftiness. How's that?
Yeah,
I like it.
I mean, he's a dip and dart guy. Jackson's got just, you know, flow speed, but Kyler Murray's got dip and dart stuff. And he throws the ball better than Lamar Jackson too. Let me add that. I think Kyler Murray can pinpoint it a little bit better. So that being said, if you're going to rush the passer, you better make sure you get him on the ground. I think the thing about Arizona that I see is, you know, a little bit like you talk about Atlanta retooling their line guys. That's what Arizona's doing. I mean, Arizona, we could get out there on Sunday and, you know, and they might have some new starters too. So, you got to be careful and look at scheme and formation as much as you look at personnel this week but I do believe you're right, Andy. I think they've got to get to Murray. They've got to put pressure on him to throw the ball when he's uncomfortable to do so. But at the same time, make sure you don't overrun it because he'll certainly make you pay on the back end if you do.
Right before you came on, we were talking about it looks funny to see Terrell Suggs in another uniform. And I was like, yeah, Terrell can play. But they got another animal on the other side in Chandler Jones.
Chandler Jones,
I mean, he's,
yeah.
he's a monster also. And this O-line, Wes, I mean, it's in flux right now. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. What the Wes Schweitzer thing starting at right guard last week wasn't working. I don't know, do they put Tyson Braille there? What's going to be the solution to try and block these guys?
Yeah, it's a real good question, and I think the fact they've been in Arizona all week, it's kind of like they've done the deep dive, right, Randy?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they've gone out to Arizona and been in the desert where, you know, there's not nearly as much scrutiny or focus on what they're doing. So I think that is something that you can work from. So, you know, again, when we get there Sunday and see what lines up in the front, outside of Alex Mack at center and Jake Matthews at left tackle, you know, we may see something entirely different up front. But I know one thing, we've got to have something entirely different up front because the vibe we were left with Sunday wasn't very positive, that's for sure.
Wes Durham joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Wes joins us on Thursdays for our lunchtime Falcons report. And Wes, you know Dan Quinn pretty well. Obviously, you've been around him the last handful of years. And I think one thing we all agree upon, he does a really good job of delivering his message to the team. You hear guys repeat his message in the media over and over again. How do you think he goes about delivering that message this week? And I know I'm asking you to speculate completely, but do you think he changes anything up from the way that he's done it through the first few weeks of this season, or does he kind of stay consistent with his messaging in trying to get guys ready for what is obviously a huge game against Arizona?
Well, that's, you know what, that part of it, Andy, is the part that I'm not sure any of us can predict, but I do think that you bring up an interesting point. Because Dan Quinn's done such a phenomenal job here building a foundation. And in some ways, and you guys know what I mean by this, it's almost collegial
yeah.
in the way it's been built, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's a good thing when times are tough. But you've got to rely on those foundations and those cultures, if you will, to get you out of it. And I said this the other day, I think we throw culture around way too much in this business, right? I mean, I think we use that term almost to a point where we've gotten you to a point where we just say it and you're supposed to understand it because I think there are varying levels of it. I mean, the Falcons' level of culture is being tested right now, okay? Because for some of the things you guys have said, this was a team that was supposed to be 4-1 or 3-2, not 1-4, right? This is a team that was supposed to be electric on offense, not trying to find their way. Defense was supposed to benefit from a tough year last year, you know, those kinds of things. So I think the message this week is probably secular in some regard in that, you know, you challenge what? Let's take the offensive line, for example. Let's take pass rush, for example. Maybe the message there is a little different than the message would be to, say, wide receivers, right? Because the message to that crowd has got to be a little different. However, the entire team needs to understand this is collective. And I'm sure that's what his message is this week about how this is a collective thing. It's not one guy, it's 53 guys. And my guess is that, and this is just a guess, that the time this week out in the desert has probably helped them. Now, I can tell you that when they went from Denver to Seattle a couple of years ago and spent that week on the road, it paid off for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the reason I still think they tend to do this type thing when the schedule presents itself. I'm going to be interested to see Sunday how the playing personality of this team changes. Hope it leads to a different result, certainly. But at the same time, what's the playing personality of this team on Sunday compared to maybe what we've seen the last couple mm-hmm. weeks, for sure?
I'm all the way with you right there, because I mean, I've been saying it a little bit this week. I just thought it was the best thing for them. And they've had that week trip planned. It just didn't happen Sunday after the Houston matchup.
No. This thing has been on the books
right.
Probably since, and you know how they do this, Randy.
Right.
This is something they look at the schedule in April, and by June they've got an idea what they want to do. I think ideally what they would have liked to have done is have Phoenix and San Francisco together,
right.
as opposed to Houston and Phoenix. But when you're in this particular situation, certainly it's one you can work from.
Wes, we appreciate the time as always. We'll be listening on Sunday. Have a good one.
Appreciate it, Wes.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Have a good week.
Wes Durham there, the voice of the Atlanta Falcons. Again, Falcons and the Arizona Cardinals right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Kickoff at 4:05 on Sunday.
And the interesting thing that Wes was talking about, that we didn't even hit that angle, we probably would have hit it is the offensive line thing, because I yelled out, and we keep on talking about the substitutions or the replacements on the defensive side of balls, like Sheffield and
sure,
guys like that.
Sure.
Maybe that offensive line ain't solidified yet. Maybe they've been out there tinkering. Hey, somebody, you know, guys rotating reps or something.
Well, I think that they should be, given what the results have been over the last couple of weeks. I mean, Matt Ryan's been running for his life, right? Like, you're just not going to be able to do anything in the run game, and they haven't been able to do anything in the run game unless that unit is cohesive. And if you can't protect Matt Ryan, well, and
yeah.
Matt still put up numbers.
Matt Ryan's always going to put up
right.
numbers.
But it's also when you're down by 20 points in the second half and you got to throw the ball a bunch to come back. So, look, Wes is absolutely right. Like, hopefully the attitude of the team and the performance of the team shows up differently on Sunday in Arizona, because if it doesn't, and they're coming home on Monday and they're 1-5, man, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's gonna be some difficult conversations up there in Flowery Branch.
Oh yeah, a lot of different
Hootie
ones.
And the Blowfish.
Hootie and the Blowfish. Yeah,
this song's so sad.
But on Wednesday, October 23rd, it's our Celebrity Rock and Jock Bowling Tournament. It's been defended at the Travis Mannion Foundation and is at Stars and Strikes in Sandy Springs. A lot of celebrities will be on hand. Andy, like Brian Jordan, Marquise Grissom, and guys like that. It's a two-game bowling tournament with trophies and prizes. And for ticket information, go to our events page at 99thegame.com and make sure you pick Team Randy, because we found out Hugh ain't playing.
Why?
Because he's Hugh. And then didn't Freaky, like, throw his hip out of place last time he bowled?
I think he actually wrecked his knee.
He threw his hip or something.
Or his shoulder or something like
ACL
that.
Towards ACL or something.
Yes.
And it's going to come down to me and you.
Right.
And I'm a better bowler than you.
Well,
No, I
the trophy in my house would tell a different story.
We got to go.
We'll come back and get to some damn good dogs questions. Hey, Georgia football's still good, right? We'll talk about something positive coming up next on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dog questions with Brian Gephardt.
Yeah, it is. It's 12:40 here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, which means it's time for some damn good dog questions. Not three good dog questions anymore. In fact, today we have five. We'll see if we can get to all of them. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll get to what's trending, or get back to what's trending, all the big stories of the day. You know what the big story of the day is, all right? The damn Braves gave up 10 runs in the first inning last night, and the game was over in 26 minutes.
Yep.
And then they had to sit there and play all the rest of those games.
Yep.
You know who I kind of, for the rest of the innings, you know who I feel bad for?
Who?
I know he's getting paid and all that, and he loves his job. Mark Owens. Mark Owens having to do, like, the tool race in the sixth inning of that game last night. That's tough, man.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Braves fans!
Yeah, that's rough.
Nah, man. We're not buying that. Not right now. But you know what? Mark does a great job, and I bet Mark did a great job last night, too. And I know Mark is probably as frustrated and as upset as anybody is, because Mark loves the Braves also. So we'll get back to all that and more coming up in What's Trending in 20 minutes. But Brian Gebhardt is here with us again. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's happening, man?
Better.
Getting there? Okay.
Yeah.
You're getting better. Randy's getting worse, so.
Well, that's because people keep tweeting at Randy, and I don't, for whatever reason, Randy, who doesn't let anything bother him for the most part, mm-hmm. and doesn't let anyone get under his skin, mm-mm. is really annoyed with people today.
I'm not. Don't even throw that out there. Me annoyed with people.
You are.
No, I'm not annoyed with people. I said some people are just stupid.
I know,
that's
but
not
I just
annoyed. It's just that's a fact.
It's well, that is a fact. But that fact seems to be bothering you some in some way, slightly.
Now you see why I don't hang out. That's why. Now you see why. Now you see why.
Why you don't like anyone?
Yeah.
Randy's saying the fact is they're annoying.
But that's not it. Everyone's like that. Anyway,
I know. Not everybody's like that. But you got just got people just like scratch your head like.
Right.
Damn, you stupid.
Well, I know. And that's what's great about social media. It gives this weird voice to all of these opinions that I never would have heard otherwise. Like, wow, that's an interesting thing to say that's wrong. Anyway, what do we got, Brian?
Speaking of annoying, Randy's going to hate this question. last night's Braves game, what UGA game could you compare to? The one that I have written down, I think is a pretty obvious one, is the Georgia-Bama blackout game.
Oh, yeah.
Because the hype and then where you were at halftime, down 31-0. But can you compare this to any sort of Georgia game or Georgia experience you've had?
That seems like the one.
That was the one. Because I remember it rained so bad. Remember how bad it rained? And, like, we were like, oh, okay. Because I think JV had the tailgate set up and everything. And, like, halftime, we taking stuff down. Halftime, you see people, I mean, Alabama just went and just drug us all over Athens.
And you felt like, because I don't know this, but you felt like going into that game, like, oh, we're going to win.
No. I didn't think we were going to win.
Oh, well, then it's different.
Because I
thought the Braves were going to win last night.
I'm just saying, I mean, as far as the hype, and I wanted Georgia, but I didn't think Georgia was going to beat Alabama that year.
Okay.
We weren't that good.
Okay. Brian thought they were going to win that
day. Yeah, I was more naive,
you had talked
I guess,
yourself
at the time.
Into it.
I felt really good, and it was them coming in, and it was the – Randy mentions the tailgate. It was the best tailgate of all time.
But it rained the whole time. Remember, it was pouring rain.
People were getting after it.
But that's
though.
Okay. If you get drunk enough, rain doesn't affect you. I don't know if you knew that or not.
That's true. I showed you guys the picture of that from that game.
Oh, yeah. You were hammered.
You guys know where
Brian,
I was.
Yeah, Brian.
And I was sober at halftime. So think about that picture, and then I was sober at halftime.
That's what 31 points from Alabama will do. The only other slight comparison I'll make is, and I don't think it's not nearly the same thing, but in 2012 when you were going to play Notre Dame in the national championship game, and you were going to beat Notre Dame in the national championship game, losing that Alabama game obviously is incredibly frustrating. Having the Nationals now in the NLCS, it's not the same because the Nationals are not Notre Dame. But the Braves are going to beat the Nationals in the NLCS. The Braves are going to go to the World Series if they would have won last night. That's what's frustrating about it to me, too. Anyway, I mean, there's no guarantee of that, but I feel like they would have.
Let's talk a little bit about this matchup this week between South Carolina and Georgia. I want you to hear a cut from Kirby Smart talking about the South Carolina quarterback, Ryan Helinski.
You know, Helinski has a really quick release. He's got the ability to get it out. He's got great velocity on his ball. He's athletic and mobile enough to move in the pocket and get around and do some things. He just does not play like a freshman. Helinski's done a great job of whipping the ball, throwing, you know, quick game stuff, I mean, vertical down the field. He's got a really good group of wideouts, and they do a great job of putting him in successful situations. So he's made that transition really smooth.
Is Helinski the best quarterback that UGA is going to play rest of the regular season? So that means no SEC championship, no playoffs, any of that. Mm-hmm. I wrote down some of the other names here for you guys. But
the best as far as what?
Is he the quarterback remaining on the schedule? I'd say outside of Kelly Bryant, I think he's in the discussion of who you're going to play.
The
remaining.
Best quarterback that you'll play in the regular season before the SEC championship
the
game.
Where does he stack up against some of these other guys?
We don't know where Bo Nix is going to be, what he's going to be. I don't know if he's better than Kelly Mond.
So you'd have Kelly Mond in front of him,
Kyle Trask. I think Helinski's really good.
I think he's good.
But I'm not. I mean, there's only been a couple games. What? How many games he played so far? Four games at this point. I think that he's got a chance to be really good. I mean, Kyle Trask has kind of revolutionized Florida's team right now. I don't think Florida would be exactly where they were or where they are right now had their quarterback Felipe Franks not gotten hurt earlier. Kellen Mond's really good. Bo Nix, I think he's better than Bo Nix at this point. I know Bo Nix has won some games.
Right.
I just really like Ryan Helinski. I mean, his story, obviously his brother was a quarterback at Washington State last year who committed suicide, which is awful and tragic, and he's playing in his brother's memory.
This is great.
Which is great. So I'm rooting for him. But I think that there are a couple other quarterbacks on Georgia's schedule that are probably a little bit better. But here's the other thing. We're going to learn a lot about Ryan Helinski this weekend because he's played Kentucky, he's played Missouri. He actually had a pretty nice game against Alabama, Helinski did. So I think we'll learn a lot about him on Saturday.
Yeah, I think Helinski's been very good so far. I've been very impressed with what I've seen from him.
He's been good.
I mean, Kyle Trask only played a couple games. Bo Nix has only played a couple games.
Sure.
So I think it's worth part of that discussion. Next question for you guys. Connor Riley from Dog Nation had an article about the six best UGA players through the first 6 weeks of the season. And his list included Jake Fromm, DeAndre Swift, Rodrigo Blankenship, Azeez Ojulari, Andrew Thomas, and Eric Stokes. Who's being snubbed from this list? I feel like there's a couple obvious names.
Yeah, I don't know how you have a list of best players for Georgia this year and don't have J.R. Reed on it.
He should be on there.
J.R. Reed's been huge.
He's been unbelievable.
I think Brian Herrien's been really important,
too.
Like, I think if you have DeAndre Swift on there, you have to have Brian Herrien on there, too. So those are the guys that I would put on there. But you know how I feel about J.R. Reed.
That's your guy.
J.R. Reed's my guy.
That's your guy.
He's also been phenomenal. Like, he came up with a huge interception against Notre Dame. J.R. Reed's been great.
He's been really good, man. I mean, it's his list, so why do I get mad about his list?
Well, but what's your list?
My list, I can agree with everything on his list, but I think J.R. Reed needs to be on there. I thought Cager should be on there also, you know. But, you know, again, Connor's list.
I like George Pickens, too.
Good job, Connor.
I like what Pickens has done.
Good job, Connor.
You just happy that Connor made a list, or what?
Very respectable list.
Okay, you like the list, too. Okay.
Does Monty Rice not get enough love? He's leading the team in tackle. Is he that kind of just that old school fire hydrant type linebacker where he's not the super athlete, so people aren't super hyped about him?
He's why can I think of his name? The linebacker they had back in the day that he's always getting. I would say his name on here. God dog it. Never mind.
I don't know.
How far are we going back here?
Three, 4 years ago. God dog it. What's his name?
Roquan Smith.
Not Roquan.
I don't know.
Yeah, it'll come around.
Forget it.
Okay. I do think Monty Rice gets overlooked. Yes. I think he's just so steady and just kind of gives you, you know, what you're looking. Basically, you can count on him every single week to be the same guy, but never does anything super flashy, though. I think that's why. Probably gets overlooked.
Last quick question for you here. We've been playing sad songs all day. Jahi's been doing a good job with that. He was playing Sarah McLachlan, I Will Remember You,
which always
makes us think about these sad dogs. And Randy's got a spending issue, and he said, I've helped out so many of those dogs. How many dogs are you helping out right
know,
now,
man.
Randy?
I don't know. Cause
how many dogs are you bankrolling right
got
now?
20?
Besides
30?
Delilah.
A lot.
Like a whole pack of dogs?
Dude, I got a problem, man. Because they just look so sad.
They do look sad.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it, like if they were like in my neighborhood or something, I wouldn't stop and help them.
Yeah, you would.
I don't know.
If there was a real hurt dog, you'd help it.
It was hurt, yeah, but I'm just talking about like a stray just walking through the neighborhood.
Just roll the window down and throw a couple bucks at him.
No,
it's not real unless it's on TV.
But I got some problems.
And Sarah McLachlan will get you, man.
Yeah, she got me.
Right in the fields.
I think I done paid some of her rent because I don't know where all that money going.
Tony Braxton?
But it's still, usually when the commercials come on, you on that oil.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why you end up donating money. We'll come back and get to what's trending. We'll talk about what the hell the Braves did last night. Why it happened the way it happened, and why we seem to be, whether it's cursed or not cursed, it's something. We'll get to all that coming up next in the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Bring back the joy to my
life. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.